Random House Audio presents Friendship Bread by Darian G. Read for you by Nancy Lenari. Friendship is precious, not only in the shade, but in the sunshine of life. Thomas Jefferson. Prologue. Leon Idara, 81. Amateur astronomer. Leon adjusts the 25mm Plossel eyepiece and swings his scope toward the heavens. It's a clear night, perfect for stargazing, with a moon so bright it's actually interfering with his night vision. He slips in the moon filter at 9mm and takes another look. Mare Crisium is simply beautiful. Next, he turns the scope toward the horizon, toward the crescent-shaped face of Venus. Then Mars in the southern sky. He can see the Cassini division between the rings of Saturn, Pleiades, the Orion Nebula. A satellite blinks across his field of view, typical at this time of year. Leon stands back to change the eyepieces, taking his time to put everything back in its proper box. That's the problem with beginning astronomers. They get so excited by what's in the sky that they shove spare filters into their pockets, not wanting to lose a minute of time at the risk of missing something. But it can damage the lenses, and then what have you got? There's a chill in the air. He buttons up his coat slowly, his fingers stiff. Old age is hard on the joints. Standing over his homemade Dobsonian telescope makes his back hurt. So when Leon gets tired, he simply sits down on the lawn chair and takes out his binoculars. Most people don't realize